Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. This is Mara. I'm so glad that you've all joined me this morning. It's always uplifting to see the number of people who listen to the program, even when it's one. But it's more than one generally. But even if it were only one, it makes me happy that someone has decided to come this time in the morning and spend a few minutes with me, refreshing themselves, reuniting with love, with God, Allah, Yahweh, the be-all and end-all, the Great Spirit, the Creator of all that is, the Great I Am. Thank you. Thank you so very much. I don't know how the rest of your weeks have been going, but as we're in the midst of a financial turmoil, I find that it is difficult at times to hold on to peace and keep oneself centered and in faith, knowing that all will be well because the next moment is still ahead of us. And that we are never alone. We are always all one with love. He or she, whatever pronoun you use, is simply as close as a deep breath in reaching out your hand. We are listening to Anil's Be Still Thy Soul. This is a lovely piece that was created for Firing the Grid, which is a time almost 2 years ago now when people around the world joined together to pray for love, for peace, to meditate for love or peace, to believe in the wonder of man, that we actually have as our nature love, and that we can, once we start a revolution of love. How revolutionary is such a brave word, but it also is a word that has in the past been tinged with violence and wars and weaponry. But I'm inviting you to be a revolutionary, but not with weapons, not in war, but in love. If you reach out to 15 people today, and two of those people feel and felt the energy of your love, and now they respond in kind to others, and they respond to 15, and two of those people for each, we now have six new people who have joined the cause to show that love is the way. It's when we recognize ourselves and others and know that we are all worthy, that we are all enough, that we are all okay, that we have opened the door to end the Antichrist, the anti-love era that we are now exiting and are moving into a new time. And it will be frightening for some. It will be frightening for you on days. But the reality is, we are not alone. We are all one together. In fact, I feel out there today, my heart feels kind of it felt like when I said it will be frightening at times, I felt a little shiver amongst the listeners. Not for all, perhaps only one. But let us all join together now, and we're going to pull our energy up, and we're going to let go of our fears. We're going to have deep breaths, but before we start the process, let's reach out our dominant hand, whether it's right or left, and let's link our hand with God. God's right there beside you, waiting to take your hand. Love is holding on. Feel your hand get warm as God's energy circles you and your hand. Now, taking your warm hand, holding on to God, reach your hand out and hold on to the hand of someone else's God. I'm not implying that God is divisible, is like us, separate, but I am implying and saying out loud that each of us' vision of God is a little bit different, and each one of us is right. So with your hands, now we're going to link our God and your God in your dominant hand, and you're now going to hold in, for me, that's my left hand. I'm going to reach out and hold your God's hand. And now, for a moment, just breathing in, feel the warmth in both hands as God completes the circle around you and fills the room that you are in. We've been doing this meditation series for about a year plus now, maybe a couple months, and I want to encourage you to have a place that you go to every time, a place that fills up with the residual energy that you leave during these moments of peace and comfort and connection with God, with love, with Allah, with Yahweh, whatever name you use. You're going to leave behind some energy. I've often believed that the reason that people burn incense is because it reminds them of what they do in the place they are in. It leaves a lingering scent, a lingering reminder that this is the place that you last joined with love, and that love is everywhere, but is waiting in this room for you. So now as we close our circle, everyone now has their dominant hand holding the hand of their God and their minor hand. My gosh, we have dominant and minor even in this. Holding the hand of your God, of the other listeners' gods. And now our circle is filling up. Human God, human God. And now we're going to take deep breaths. And as we take those breaths, I would like for you to just begin to believe and know that you are enough just as you are. And I'm going to play behind us as we're doing this beginning morning exercise to remind ourselves that we are all revolutionaries of love. And the music is going to be Lisa Lynn and George Tortorelli's The Journey. And that's what we're on together, my friends. So now, let us begin. Thank you for joining me for this appointment that we share with God, with love. Keeping in mind, the first thought in your mind, please, is I am enough. And now allow the feeling of being enough to infuse your energy. You are enough and you are not alone. We have God on our right and God on our left. Now, pulling your breath up, we're going to now align our chakras, remembering we are enough. Try to pull your breath as though you're pulling through your feet. It has a tendency to elongate the breath. And as I'm breathing, I take a new little breath with each of the words that I'm about to share with you so that I can reach the top, the crown chakra with you, opening my mind and allowing my energy to be infused by God. I can feel God now being in my hand and around me. So pulling your breath up across the front of your calves, across the front of your thighs, merging together, and now you're going to have your breath be fearless. Because you are releasing your fears into the universe. Continuing with your breath, pull it up, and now it is creative. You are going through your solar plexus. It is healing energy. And now we're going to pull the breath up, and we're going to have loving energy as you're going across your heart. Pulling the breath up, you're going to have forgiving energy. We hurt so much with our words. Oh, that is truly, truly The challenge is to not talk about other people. Will he who is able to do that out there join his hand with God's and hold it up? And I suspicion, my friends, there are no hands raised except God's. We so forget that we are all connected and that we can inspire action. So forgiving breath is forgiving breath, forgiving yourself. You are enough. Bringing that breath up now, let's come to the center of your forehead, your third eye, manifesting breath. See what you want in your life, what you choose to have in your life. Believe that you bring it to you. You do. And now going up, I want you to feel the top of your head open as your breath reaches the top, the cap. Lift the cap and allow your breath to go out and merge with God's energy. Feel your breath infused with love. And now blow infused love, divinely inspired air back down across your chakras in the back and release it. Release negativity and release positive energy into the universe, into the ground of the earth, terra firma. Repeating the exercise again, starting first in your mind with the belief, I am enough. I am enough to be a revolutionary, an agent of change. I am enough to treat people with love. And I am not alone. Now, pulling your breath up across the front of your calves, across the front of your thighs, having it merge at your hips, bring in a new breath, just adding on, not releasing, fearless breath. Increasing the energy as you go through your sacral chakra, creative breath. In order to be a revolutionary of love, you need to know creative ways to show love. Increasing your breath a little as you cross the solar plexus and you're having healing energy. Feel that healing energy coursing through your body, healing you of ailments. And attend and listen to that sensation, that intuition that you have periodically to do things that are healing for you. I need to do that. Now pulling the energy, continuing a little more breath. We're not releasing yet. Feel your heart open, open, open as you cross the zone of love. Come up to your throat chakra. Forgiving, and forgive yourself for the unkind words you may have spoken in the past. Pulling your breath up, crossing the third eye, pulling the breath up, now opening the top of your head and allowing your breath to be infused with love, with the positive love of God. And now blowing the breath out. Releasing the negative energy that you store in your body that creates disease in your body. D-I-S, new word, ease. Release that energy. Let it go down and feel the vibrancy, the sparkling feeling of unity with love. That feeling we're not used to, of peace, of safety, of being taken care of being absolutely dead bang certain. You are enough, just as you are. Release your cares and woes into the hand of God. Whomever or however you define God to be, release your fears, let go of your need to control, and know that all is okay. Now let's pull in one last breath, this time in silence. Let's imagine ourselves in your eye, in your third eye. Open up your mind and allow yourself to envision the world. And as part of that vision, you, as an agent of change, as a revolutionary of love. And now imagine the love that is in you circling you and reminding you are safe. And there is so much love coming out of you. There's so much energy and support for yourself and for others that you can share. That feeling of security and of safety. And you allow it to come out and it begins to circle the world. Everyone being willing to see more in others than they are showing you. And as it circles the world, people set down their weapons and pick up their hoes. They stop battling about whether there is enough, and they begin sharing. And this, my friends, this revolution of love is coming from you. You are enough. You are lovely, and you are enough. Let's just spend 1 minute, that's a very long time, on the radio. But let's spend 1 minute in silence. And my friend out there, I am sending you special loving energy as I feel the pain that is enveloping you under and around the right side of your left breast. I'm sending you love, and all will be well. And all will be well. And all manner of things will be well. Let's all join together and say that Georgian chant, and you say it 3 times. You got nowhere near a minute of silence, because my guides are saying instead we need to say, and all will be well, as we breathe here, linked hand to hand with God and with each other. And all will be well. Will be well, and all manner of things will be well, and all will be well, and all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. Will be well, and all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. Sit here in the joy of that revelation, surrounded by revolutionaries of love and God. Breathing in, fearless, creative, healing, loving, forgiving, manifesting, divinely inspired breaths. Today's passage from the book Uniquely Created, Divinely Inspired You, a book I scribed for God. It's so simple that people look at it and they dismiss it. How can there be any truth or any need to read something that we already know? Maybe because it is apparently so simple and in reality so difficult to believe and to live. For those of you who would like a copy, you don't have to buy it, by the way. You're welcome to have an e-copy from me. Send me an email at mkwlawfirm@aol.com, and I'll send you and say, In Re, Uniquely Me. Send it from your normal email, and I'll send you a free copy of the book so that you have it for all times for yourself. Keep breathing in deeply, my friends. But why this book? This book has such simple truths in it, and once again, such simple truths that are hard to live and believe matter to me. We have so been imbued or indoctrinated in the belief that the way to love God is to show to others love and to neglect ourselves. And that is not the way. We all, including each of you, are God's creatures. We all are available to God by simply inviting him or her in. Today's passage is quietly approach the Divine One each day. And I'm going to play a little, I'm going to play a little bit of Daniel Kobayaka's Pathless Journey. Today is about a journey to being strong enough to believe that you matter to God, to be weak enough to allow God in and not feel that somehow you have to do it all on your own. Quietly approach the Divine One each day. And we'll play Daniel Kobayaka's, Pathless Journey. This is day 17 of these passages. I am enough. Breathing in, I want you to breathe in and out. Starting with breathing in, I am enough as I read. And as you breathe out, breathe, I am loved. So your mantra is, I am enough. I am loved. Quiet your heart and mind. Listen to the words in the silence of your mind. The Divine One speaks to you and listens. Ask, a response will be given. Phrase your request in positive terms. Don't want, you will receive wanting. Ask for help. Ask for now. Ask for the wisdom and courage to handle life. It will be reawakened within you, and you will remember. You will, my friends, behold miracles if you quietly approach the Divine One each day. In fact, I dare to suggest that you can quietly approach God, Allah, Yahweh, love, every minute of every day. Whether you are stalled in a traffic jam, walking in a park, feeding your baby, invite God into your life and into your living. Invite God to be a part of you. Let God carry the burden of life and believe and know that all will be well. No matter what faces you, if you face it with God, if you see more in others than they are showing you, you will be at peace. Peace doesn't come from having lots of money and lots of things. It comes from recognizing your value to God and recognizing having things is not a sign that God loves someone else more than you. Quietly approach the Divine One each day. And I promise you, my friends, you will behold miracles. You will feel the energy of your breath as it courses through your body. As it comes to the crown chakra, you will feel the energy, the breath escaping the body. As the top of your head warms up and the breath goes out, and as it comes back in, you can feel an energy, God's energy, reminding you that you are part of God, of love. You are not alone, and you are safe. And then dare to believe good things are coming to you. And they will come. Don't allow your mind to steal back what you've just asked for by putting on conditions about worthiness. You are enough. There is nothing wrong with this planet being completely populated by happy people who have enough. And that happens, my friends, when we dare to share. When we dare to believe that there is enough for us so that we can give some to others. Breathing in, fearless, creative, healing, loving, forgiving, manifesting. Open your crown chakra, divinely inspired. In the valley on the mountain, I beheld only God. In hardship, I saw him by my side. In ease and well-being, I beheld only God. Like a candle, I melted in his flame. Amid the sparks of the flames, I beheld only God. Rabia the Mystic. My friends, go out today and touch others in love. And when you don't, start over and try again. You are enough. Namaste. May peace be with you until next week.